Yeah, yeah, check one, two, check one, two. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails, Dirty Discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Today's cocktail is literally just a glass of wine. Grab your favorite bottle of wine. Get your cup. Pour it in your cup and then put it to your lips and swallow it. Wine. Sometimes you just need some wine, Kiki. Some wine.
I need wine every day. I think it's what keeps me alive. And every time I read an article about an old person who's like 100 or some shit, they're like, what's the secret to staying alive for so long? And they're like, I have a glass of whiskey every night. And I'm like, I'm gonna live forever.
Like, my sister doesn't drink and neither does her husband. And
at all.
They almost didn't have alcohol at their wedding. And I said, Mecca, absolutely.
Now, wait a minute.
Not. Don't do that to us. Okay. The weddings are for the people. They're not for you.
Okay. You probably gonna leave early anyway.
I don't know how people don't drink. Like, if you have a problem, okay. But like, just to not drink, like, I have to have alcohol.
Me too. It's on my grocery list. It's just a part of life.
What's up, Kiki? There
was a time when I didn't, but that was so long ago, I don't really remember it.
I don't think there was ever a time when I didn't, except for like high school, and that was like just the beginning of high school. Towards the end, I started drinking.
Oh, God. Okay, well, welcome back to Cocktails, Dirty Discussions, you guys.
Hey, y'all.
So, what's been up?
Tired. I'm just
tired. Why are you so tired,
Kiki? I'm trying to get a healthy work-life balance. Because I still, like, I be tired from work. Like, so tired. Like, I'm trying to get a raise and I'm trying to, like, move up in the company. So, I've really been staying late at work.
Ooh, please.
And then it's, like, when I have voiceovers to record, it's normally late at night or, like, between lunch. I just feel like I'm doing a lot. And then I be, like, even though I'm tired, I'm still going out. A bitch is young and I'm trying to meet these niggas. I'm going out. And I be tired as fuck. I went out last night, got back at 4:42 in the morning.
4:42?
It was so irresponsible. I had to wake up at 8, and really I should have woken up at 7. I normally wake up at 7, but I was like,
I'm still asleep at 7.
Lucky you. Bitch is just tired, but wine.
Well, girl, maybe the reason I'm not so tired is because my ass don't be going out like that. Now, this weekend, I did go out. Oh, this earring hurts. You know, usually I only buy cheap jewelry because I lose the shit. And usually, you know, it's like light. This is heavy, like it's real gold. And I know it's
heavy.
Not. Ooh, sorry, I had to relieve my ears. It was just irritating me. Okay, so this weekend, two of my best friends came out here, Nia and Grace. We were celebrating Grace's birthday, so shout out to them. Nia was on an episode,
happy
you guys.
Happy birthday, girl.
A long time ago. It was called Cum Cups 101.
It was hilarious.
So funny. She talked about how her boyfriend used to nut in a cup and she would drink it
in the morning.
In the morning.
She would leave it sitting on the side of the bed and drink it in the morning.
If you guys are new listeners, please go back and find that episode. Anyway, they came out here and Thursday was Grace's first day here. We went so hard. We were like dead Friday. Like Friday, me, her, and Drea fell asleep on the couch.
Okay.
My bed was empty. We were too tired to get off the couch to even make it in there. It was just like, it was horrible. And I went to work, but they were dead. I woke up. We stayed up all night. We went to 8 Sushi Lounge. And then we were going to go to the Miracle Bar, but they weren't taking people. We ended up at Siva's. We stayed there forever. We came back to my place and did karaoke in the living room all night.
I love karaoke.
Then Raven was getting ready to go to Jamaica. So she comes out and I'm like, shit, it must be like 6 a.m.
Did she go to Jamaica with a man?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes, she did. She had an interesting time. But anyway, I was like, maybe I should go to sleep. I do have to work on Friday. I woke up at 10:30, y'all. 10:30 a.m. I go to work at 10, but I woke up at 10:30. That was the quickest I ever got ready. I literally, all I did was brush my teeth, throw on a hat, and change my clothes. And
like
that was
that
it.
Sometimes. Like,
and then I was afraid I was going to get musty. And I just felt like hungover all day. It was a rough day, but we had fun all weekend. It was really good for them to come out here. We did a bunch of stuff together. We just spent some quality time together. I love when they come visit, or just even when we meet up in other places to see each other. It's just so much fun.
That sounds fun. I feel like every time I do a recap of my weekend, I never really give y'all a full recap because a bitch be forgetting. However, Thursday, I too went out. I forgot.
Where'd
Thursday,
you go?
I went out. My friend, he is an attorney and he has a law firm, very popular one. And we went, he had a company party, and I love company parties. It's Thursday. And so I took one of my girlfriends, we went, had so much fun. When we got there, I was like meeting city council women and men, old mayors, and it was so much fun. And as soon as we walked in the door, they didn't know that we were with the guy who, it's his firm. And so some of the old ladies like were mean to us. I thought it was funny because I was like, when they see who we're with, everyone's going to, the whole energy is going to see a shift. And so Cola was like,
what were they doing?
When we walked in, this old lady walked right up to Cola and was like, you need to go home, you home wrecker.
What? Was she drunk?
No, I mean, I don't know if she was drunk. And Cola was offended and I was like,
I would be offended too. Like, fuck you, bitch.
Somebody came and told her she needed to pull her dress down. We're grown. And we weren't like looking like little hoochie mamas. We were just the younger girls there with tighter dresses. And, you know, our collarbones showing and stuff. It was so much fun though. After all that happened and then they saw who we were with, everybody's energy like shifted real quick. It was cute. It was at this place called The Met. Have you heard of it? It's this new, like, it's a venue spot, but it kind of looks like an Airbnb, but it's a venue also with like rooms upstairs and like a kitchen. It's really cute. And then Friday I went on a little date. I went to Umi. It was fun. And then Saturday, dang, I don't remember what I did Saturday. I got to start making notes of what I did. Sunday I had a chill day and I had another little date. But Kiki, I met this Italian man.
What is this face?
My best friend Brittany always cracks up because she's always like, you always meet the fine men. And I think that I really do be meeting these fine men. He is so goddamn fine, Kiki. I'm moving to Italy tonight.
But isn't he here?
No, he's in New York.
Oh.
But I'm going to New York on Thursday, and I'm going to get to see him in real life. And
well, how'd you meet him?
On Instagram. And I never fall for the slide in my DMs. I never do that. I really never fall for that. I read it or I just delete it.
I always go look at their profile, and then I decide if I'm going to respond.
I don't even do that. But with him, I like the way his arm looked in the picture. I was like, let me go see what he's looking like. And so I was just ignoring him for a couple weeks, and he kept like saying stuff. And then I went to his page, and I was like, oh, like, you fine, fine, though. We about to have babies. Oh, like, God. I'm going to tell him that.
Gina.
I went and got a hydrofacial on Saturday morning. I totally forgot. If you guys have time and you have the money, please go to what is it called? I think it's called Artisan Beauty.
I saw you post that.
Girl, and do that. Book with Bisma. She is incredible. I got a hydrofacial and they give, just the whole experience is great.
How expensive is it?
That hydrofacial was $250.
Okay.
But there's different there's different things that you can get. It was fucking amazing. If y'all can go and get it, your skin needs it. I thought my skin didn't even need anything until they put me under that little microscope.
I know my skin needs a lot of TLC. So I need to go ahead and get that done. What else I want to tell you? I don't know what it is, but lately, This happens probably once every other year, but there's a short span of time. I don't know if it's because of Instagram or what, but these men who I used to date have been coming back, and they have been coming back hard and strong. On Sunday night, I was doing a seafood boil. It was Grace's last night. So I was like, okay, this is what she requested. So this guy that I used to date, I met him literally like 10 years ago. I met him out here, but he used to fly up to DC to see me because I was still at Howard at the time. I had just come out here probably for spring break or something. Anyway, so he hits me up over the weekend and he knows them because that's when we were roommates, me, Grace, and Nia, and he would come visit. So anyway, I was like, oh, well, Sunday I'm going to cook. You can come over. So he comes over and it was just, I just kind of had to laugh inside, not because it'll never happen. Cause I don't know. I've been toying with the idea.
Were you excited?
I was indifferent. Like, he's cool. I like hanging out with him, but I don't like those feelings that I had a long time ago. I don't have those anymore. It's like very friendly. But then I'm like, well, I don't know. I mean, it was kind of also like out of sight, out of mind. I don't know. But I didn't mind him coming over. So anyway, we're cooking and we're talking or whatever. And so he's reminiscing, trying to go back down memory lane, mm-hmm. trying to remind the girls of all the stuff that happened. And he was like, Grace, do you remember this?
Is he still cute?
Yeah, okay. He actually looks better now than he did then. Mm. And he was like, oh, he kept asking me about New Year's. Like, what are you doing for New Year's? So he wants to take me somewhere for New Year's.
Like a get flued out take?
Yeah, so he said he wanted to take me somewhere for New Year's, and then he said he wanted to take a trip. So I was like, is it together? Is it separate? And he was kind of like, I mean, what do you want to do? It doesn't have to be together. We could do both. And then he was like, oh, we could do like a group trip. I guess he's thinking my friends got men. Ain't none of us got men. We all gonna be sharing you. But he was like, we could do like a group trip and go somewhere. Like, where do y'all want to go?
I really want to do a group trip, but not even like flying somewhere, like to the Georgia mountains and do like a cabin trip. I want to do that so bad.
All the reality shows keep doing it. It looks like fun. It does look like fun.
It does.
They go out there and they grill the stuff and they have the s'mores and everybody's in the house.
Hot
tub.
And
then you can play games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does look like fun. Raven went on one of those trips and it was like a big group of like 18 people. Raven lives the best life. I live vicariously through her.
The best fucking life. Like,
I don't know. But anyway, so he. Okay, both of us were like, what the hell? I don't even know what he said. I just heard a loud noise. Anyway, so he was like, oh, we're doing this, we're doing that. And then he was like, oh, I'm going to come over every Sunday. I was like, you need to chill out. You're not coming over here every Sunday. Be thankful that you got to come over here this Sunday. We're not making plans for the future. Like, chill out, bruh. Like, calm down. Then he ended up spending the night, and I was just like, all right. Every time somebody spends the night at my house, a man mm-hmm. that I invited over, they always get fresh. And I'm like, can't you just sleep? Like, I know that you're drunk. I don't want you driving drunk. And I don't want you to return tomorrow to retrieve your car. I'd rather let you sleep. So just don't be doing too much. So luckily,
did he sleep in the bed with you?
Girl, that was another night. No, this is why we didn't get in the bed. Nia was in my bed mm-hmm. and she was kind of sick. So I let her have it. And me, him, and Grace, once again, fell asleep on the couch.
But that couch is,
he didn't. He didn't. He was respectful. So I'm like, okay, he did sleep on my ass, but that's not so bad. I mean, it is a nice pillow. It's soft. And then who else? There were a couple of other guys. And even today, somebody was like, what did he say? He said something along the lines of, I know you weren't on the counter, referring to my most recent Instagram picture. I know you weren't on the counter that you served my food on. And so I was like, LOL, I cleaned the counter. Then I reread the message and I was like, your food? You ain't even been to my house, nigga. Like, and last time I checked, you had a wife.
Oh.
So, and two little babies. He's fine.
Really out here
he
cheating.
Is fine. But no. And I'm just like, why are you even texting me? I'm just confused because at first I thought that they must have ended things. And then I was wondering about it. And I was like, let me just ask him. And I scroll my timeline and it's him and his wife and the kids. And I'm just like, see,
he's really be out here cheating.
Are trifling.
I really.
And that's part of the topic today.
You said a man is not a necessity. A man is a luxury, like dessert.
Yeah. Man is absolutely not necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
All right. A kinky female judge has been accused of pressuring lawyers into having threesomes with her and swinging with her ex-pastor lover. Guess which state this was in?
Florida.
That was going to be my first guess, too. But I read the story. No, mm-hmm. actually, this was Kentucky.
Mm.
I know. One of the ones you forget about. All right. So, the family court judge, Dawn Gentry, she's 38. She's from Kentucky. That's where she is. She's alleged to use her courthouse for group sex and allow staff to get drunk on the job.
Dawn said, I'm risking it all.
Okay, if somebody's child support is fucked up, well, you might want to revisit it if you had Judge Gentry. Okay, among a list of 9 misconduct charges, Gentry is also accused of giving preferential treatment to the lawyers who had had sex with her. She also looked favorably on lawyers who donated to her re-election. Dawn, who is divorced and has 2 daughters, denies all of the allegations and misconduct. Of course she does. According to Kentucky Judicial Conduct Commission, the judge flirted with attorneys over social media app Snapchat. I did not know 30 38-year-old people is out here really using Snapchat like that. But she knew about Snapchat. She knew that the shit deleted in 24 hours, and she knew who was saving messages, okay? So the commission found that lawyers were pressured into sleeping with her, according to a number of people who spoke to investigators. And in one case, a female attorney was asked to join the judge in a threesome with her lover, Stephen Penrose, a former Christian pastor who allegedly had an affair with her before the divorce. Now, in another incident, Gentry and Penrose, who play in a band together, imagine that, allegedly romped with a judge's secretary. But while some of the allegations are salacious, others accuse the family court judge of corruption. Indeed, Gentry is accused of handing her lover a job in court as a case specialist and sacking his predecessor to make room for him so that he would have that check. The commission spoke to Catherine Schultz, who sat on the panel with Gentry, and said that they set up a deal with cases of child abuse. Ooh, this is even worse than child support. I probably should have read this already. Anyway. Gentry told her to download Snapchat and then use it to persuade her to sleep with her then husband, Brian Gentry. She also claims the judge asked her to engage in group sex with her so that Schultz alleges that Gentry wanted her to have sex with her husband so she could claim he was unfaithful in the divorce for the fidelity clause so that she could cash out on that nigga. I know that's fucking right. Okay. When she turned down the offer for group sex, her relationship with the family court judge turned sour and she resigned from the child abuse panel. Another panel member, Mike Hummel, alleges he was replaced by someone who donated 4 times as much money to her campaign for reelection. So he got the sack too. The judge is awaiting a disciplinary hearing, which will take place within the next 3 months. Gentry, who earns $136,000 a year, filed for divorce in April. Wow. She has made no further comments. Well,
people really be out here risking it all. I mean, like, I've just never, like, I've done some crazy shit in my life sexually. Like, yeah. But, like, criminal wise, like, I've never been like, today have I broken the law? Yeah, but it's like baby break the law. It's never been like, what? Today I'm robbing niggas. Like, it's like, I just, people really be out here like, I'm just gonna do whatever to go to prison. Really, I don't want to go to prison.
Abusing their power. It's like, even if you don't go to prison, do you really, you to be a judge? And I mean, I don't know what she had to do to be a judge, but to be a judge, you got to be elected. That's a lot of money, time, effort, school.
Time, Jesus.
Like, you've done all of this work and you about to throw it away because you want to fuck all the damn lawyers and you're going to abuse your power. See, I don't want to fuck nobody I got to coerce into fucking me and make them feel like they need to keep their job or whatever the fuck. Meanwhile, the children out here getting abused and you trying to get your pussy ate or whatever you're doing. It's just too much. Anyway, if you too have been a victim of Judge Gentry, maybe you need to reach out to the Kentucky police people.
Maybe you do. And, you know, yeah. Why women in Atlanta are single. I went on live last night drunkenly. I'm so glad my phone died and it deleted, or somebody called me and it deleted.
Somebody asked me about that today.
I was going crazy. And I was drunk and I just thought about it when I woke up in the morning. I was like, damn, I know people probably were like, is she okay? It was like Jerome got in there and was like, she's having a Britney Spears moment. I was screaming at the top of my lungs.
I was
dipping in and out of the screen. I was like, and then they go walking out. And I'm like, you know, like dipping out of the screen. Kiki, I was going crazy. I'm so glad it didn't save. I'm so glad only like 60 people witnessed that. And I didn't read the comments because they were probably like, is Medina okay? Like, we need to call her mother. Because when I saw,
So what made you go on this rant? The rant was about why women are single.
Why
I'm
women are single in Atlanta.
What sparked this?
I think I saw Brie post something about it. And then the day before, she was talking about just like being single. And Brie is a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
What, Brie's Instagram is Brie's the name or something like that.
Yeah. Shout out to her. She was on an episode too.
Yeah.
Pretty Girls. Something.
Something
for
fun.
The D. It was around the For the D challenge.
Yeah. And she's beautiful. So, and not that that's all that matters, but sometimes you look at some of us that are single and it's like, what is going on? Like, I truly feel like I'm a good catch. I do. Not even like.
Why do
like,
you feel like you're a good catch?
Because I'm a good person. Like, I feel like I'm not selfish. Mm-hmm. I'm like things that matter, not even getting into like who's paying for what. And even though we talk about that, that's not even like a deal breaker for me still. Mm-hmm. A good person. I believe in family. I'm fair. I'm a great listener. Like, these are things that like matter to me. And so it's like, even guys that I've dated and been on dates with in the past, recently, everyone says the same thing. You're like, you're a great person. I feel like the reason why women in Atlanta are single is because there is two types of men out here. There's the ones that want to trick off, which we all kind of want them. And then there are the ones that don't know what the fuck that they want, but they treat you like they do. Does that make sense? You're taking me on.
Yes. So I went on a rant today about it because, and it started because of you. So somebody was asking what happened. I was like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I'll ask her later. Somebody mm-hmm. tell me. And they said that you were going off about single women or something. You and Jerome. So anyway, I said that I think that a huge problem is this is a city where everybody is either trying to get money or they're trying to look like they're getting money. Mm-hmm. And in the get money crew, you're either making it yourself and you're busting your ass working hard for it. And not to say that these other things don't mean you don't work hard, but it's different. It's a difference in having a business or going to a real job mm-hmm. and working for it, or you're finessing somebody for it, or you're fucking for it. Mm-hmm. And so everybody's just trying to do that. And it's like men and women, because I won't put it just on the men, but everybody's trying to get something from the other person. And then I think that people have been hurt in the past, and a lot of people haven't spent any time or any effort on trying to move past it. So they carry those feelings and that resentment and stuff, and they take it to the next person, and then they do wrong to the next person, and then that person gets scorned. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just like a vicious cycle. And then to what you were saying that I totally agree with, the way I said it was people know what they want deep down sometimes, and they're afraid that the person that they want it from isn't gonna agree to mm-hmm. it. So instead of just being real, or instead of accepting the rejection of this person not being okay with it, they try to basically just finesse you into thinking that they're someone that they're not, and they pretend like they want a relationship when really they knew they didn't want a relationship. Mm-hmm. And they will do all of these boyfriend things. They got you acting like their girlfriend when they know that you're not the only one, no matter what they tell you, no matter what kind of mind games they try and play. And people just are not being honest. And a lot of people are being selfish, you know?
A lot of people are. And when it goes back to the honesty thing, I don't want to say that it's all the men's fault, but I really do feel like the majority of the problem, it's the men.
Because I will say this.
Women will be honest with certain things. Women will be like, maybe we don't know what we want to eat and where we want to go, but you do have the women in Atlanta that are very upfront about like, this is what you need to do to be
this
with
is
me.
Just gonna, or this is just gonna be casual. I don't want a relationship.
Or this is just gonna be casual. Or I want to get married.
We will
and
do
I
that
have
part.
Kids.
We will do that part. We just, like, you know, we do other things.
Yeah, like I feel like we be knowing what we want. Like, I have no problem going on a date with someone and be like, these are the things that I'm looking for. I want to be married. So mm-hmm. like at this point in my life, like if you're coming, trying to come in my life for something other than that, it doesn't make sense. And I know for a fact there are currently men that would love to just like play. And I don't really want to be playing like that. And that's not, I just think that guys they don't know how to be men.
What do you mean? Like being upfront about their feelings?
Being upfront and knowing how to communicate. Not even talking about anything else. Like just communicating as an adult. Let me not say you don't know how to be a man. As an adult, communicating what it is that you want. If you just want to fuck me, I'm not saying you have to walk up and be rude and disrespectful and be like, that's all you're trying to do.
But you can let me know that it's casual. We're and grown. That you're not looking for anything serious. You don't have the time. Or you don't even have to go into a whole explanation, really. If I ask, I would mm-hmm. like for you to tell me.
And if you're dating
real.
Other people, let that be known.
Don't act like I'm it. And also, I think that a lot of people have, I won't even say unrealistic, but just crazy expectations. I think it's crazy for a man to think that I'm only going to date him and only going to fuck him when he is dating and fucking multiple women. Mm-hmm. I'm not in a relationship. I haven't committed to you, and you damn sure haven't committed to me. So don't try and play these mind games like I'm supposed to just be for you. Niggas are greedy.
Greedy love.
And when I say niggas, I really just mean men. This everybody. I think that they are greedy as hell, and it's very frustrating to me. I don't understand why if you know what you want and that is something casual, then why do you keep wasting my time?
Why? Read it.
It says, to avoid disappointment, expect nothing from anybody.
The thought of that, it sounds cool, but I always think like to try to not put an expectation on something is very difficult. Yeah. Because naturally, that's just what you do. Like,
especially if it's somebody you're interested in. It's easy for me not to have expectations for somebody I don't care about if he calls me or not. But if I do like him and he's giving me some good energy back, like he's interested, I do have expectations. I'm not about to delete my expectations.
I hear that.
Or and what I want. I'm not doing that. I can't subscribe to that.
I can't subscribe to it. I just know I've learned so much about myself doing cocktails and just living life. I am a woman who, hey, look, I'm a level 5 clinger. I'm a clinger.
On a scale of 1 to what?
5.
Oh.
Bitch, I'm a level 5 clinger and I'm not ashamed of it. I want my nigga to be a little bit obsessed with me too and know that I'm a stage 5 clinger. I let it be known when I meet you. I try not to have no expectations, but if I fuck with you, I am going to be like, what's that? Like, I'm thinking about the wedding bells.
I mean, I do try to see if I can see you in the wedding, one of the weddings I've planned on Pinterest already. I do that. I do it in my head, though.
I do it in my head, and, like, I will openly say it, like, to y'all, but, like, I'd be playing, but I'd be serious. Like,
wait, you're serious when
like, when I'd be like, I'm about to marry this man. Oh. I know I say it a lot.
You do. Okay. Well, that's okay.
Because I know what I want.
Just not who you want it from. That's the part you're still trying to figure out.
Right. Okay. Well, I've been thinking that's it, and that's the one, and then it don't be the one. But
I mean, that's all right, girl. You got time. Time is on your side. I was talking to some other people, too, and this was something else that Bree said. She was talking about how, like, her homeboys will tell her, like, you're a beautiful girl. You're smart. You have good credit. Like,
you're independent.
On paper, she checks like all the boxes, basically, you know? And so she's like, you know, people ask me why I'm single all the time. And she said that she used to kind of like, it used to get to her and it used to bother her. But then she got over and she was just like, you know, maybe they know that they're not ready. And I think that that's it too. I think that a lot of guys and women, a lot of people, I had a conversation with my mom about, she was like, why don't any of you and your friends settle down? I was like, well, first of all, Sandra's married. So she's having to carry all of us for all of the other parents who are asking about us settling down. So she's married and she's got a baby on the way. Some of us are settled, but I also don't feel a rush. Why do you feel the need to constantly check on me and my relationship status, but you don't check on other things that matter in my life that's going to have an effect on me, whether I'm married or dating somebody or not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Bree was saying how, and some of the guys I saw in the comments were agreeing and they were saying, you know, a lot of times we aren't ready and we don't know how to say it. And we want to have a piece of you. So that's why we lie and we do all these things, not to say that it's okay, because it's definitely not. But like, for you and all of the other women out there who maybe feel some sort of doubt in yourself because your dating life ain't working out like what you had hoped or what you want, understand that if there is somebody there for you, when he sees it and he wants it, he's going to go after it. So all these guys who are out here like wasting our time, they're not ready and that's not who you need. And I was like, well, that sounds
that
nice.
Does make
encouraging.
Sense.
And he's married. So I was like, okay. He was like, you know, the girls I dated before, I didn't treat them like I treated my wife, but I knew I had to come at my wife different. Because I knew at that point I was ready. I wanted to take it serious and I treated her totally different. So when these guys are out here wasting your time, understand that they're not ready. And it has more to do with them than it does to do with you.
I went on a date with a DJ and I had been like really feeling him. He was feeling me. But it was like giving me the runaround, doing all this stuff. I was getting real upset. We finally went on a date, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was fine. We got to know each other. We were talking and I ended up, you know how you have to pry things out of niggas. Like you got to really make a man talk. You really have to like pry to just get to what it is. Like I need you to tell me what is going on. You're saying you like me, but your actions are just not lining up, my nigga. Like what's up? So finally we get to it and he's like, here's the deal. I'm really focused on what I'm doing right now, like with my career. He's a very successful DJ. And he was like, I'm just focused right now on what I'm trying to do. And I like you. I focus you. I wish I could do more, but I can't right now because I'm so focused. And I respected that so much more than you, where you're going to keep stringing me along like what you've been doing. That's stupid. Now I can leave you alone. And that's sexy. You're focused on what you're trying to do. You have a goal you're trying to reach and you don't really have time to be trying to court a woman. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That's okay. Cool. Maybe in the future, something can happen. But just say that. Like, just say that from the jump. Don't be stringing people on.
But I will say this. I dated a man, similar situation. He wasn't a DJ, but he was really focused on his career. And this is one of the few guys, I forget about his ass. I tried to erase him from my memory because I was sad. But anyway, he was a good guy, but he was so focused on his career. He really didn't have the time to date. And he told me that from the beginning, but I'll admit that I wasn't trying to hear that. I just thought he was saying that to make excuses for being busy. And then I realized he really was busy and my ass done fucked around and caught feelings. And he liked me, but he was just like, you know, I just don't have the time that I need to really like pursue you the way that I want. I was pissed off about
it. Honesty for that ass. That's another reason why I think women are single in Atlanta, because y'all niggas is stringing bitches on. Stringing them along. You're stringing them along. You're not giving them anything, but they're holding on to something, but you're not in a relationship with them.
It's like they dangle the apple in front of your face or the candy in front of your face, however the shit goes. And they, once you speak up about it, because I don't even think that everybody's just letting shit slide constantly without saying a word. Once you speak up on it, then they'll give you a little bit of what you want or what you're asking for. And then it's just like back to normal. Then I think dudes are lazy. Like, have you ever been on a date with somebody and, you know, just it'll come up in natural conversation and maybe you talk about some of the things, some of the experiences you've had when dating, and maybe even some of your expectations or just what you're used to, not even expectations, but what you're used to. And they act like your standards are too high
or
you're asking for too much. And I'm just like, well, what do you normally do in a dating situation? I'm confused because I don't feel like my standards are too high. I don't feel like I ask for too much. I think I don't ask for enough, to be quite frank.
I was just about to say the same thing. I feel like I don't ask for enough. I feel like I'm very fair and my standards are traditional standards. Like,
I mean, my standards are already at the floor. I can't go any lower and I won't.
But my thing is, like, I literally had someone tell me this the other day. He doesn't live here and he's like, I don't know what you want from me. Well, here's the deal, sir. You're acting like you want to be in my life and you want to court me from a distance. What are you doing? Well, like, FaceTime conversation. I'm saying, like,
not you, him. Like, oh, how is he going to do that?
He's saying like phone calls and stuff are just enough. That's not enough. 31 years old. I'm not one of those women where I'm like, I demand all these things and I'm not doing anything back. You know this about me, Kiki. I'm a romantic woman. I like to do little sweet things. I want to buy you gifts. I want to rub your feet. I want to be like the traditional woman. Like, I want to do that. If you want to cook for you, I want to clean up, I want to wash your drawers. I want to do those things. If you're from a distance and you're trying to court me and I got to tell you how to do it, there's so many options on how
you can do it myself.
Bruh.
That's how I feel when it comes to stuff like that. I could do it myself. I could hang out with my girls. I could treat these hoes to dinner and the movies and going on trips and shit if I'm going to have to walk you through it, because I'd rather spend time with them anyway.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm starting to turn into a bitch, but then really, no, I'm not turning into a bitch. I just know what I want. Not even that. I know what I want. I want somebody who is as romantic as I am. If I'm sitting here looking up the cute little long distance lights that they have, have you seen them? They're so cute. You can get these long distance lights. Like, if you're in a long distance relationship, they get one, you get one. When you turn the light on, their light turns on. It's super cute.
I
can't wait until I can get someone that. I always look up little gifts that I can get my nigga who is not
around. I'm about to get it for Walker.
It's the cutest thing. But I'm like, I'm always looking at stuff. When I was dating old fuckboy, I'm always sending you little cute things. And granted, he was too. But like, this person that I'm speaking of specifically, it's like, you're a grown ass man. You can send me some flowers. Everyone knows how to do that. You can send someone some Uber Eats and surprise them. You can do things from a distance.
And that's like bare minimum.
That's
so easy to do.
I'm just sitting here like, bro. And if you don't want to do those things and you know that I am like that, you need to go somewhere else.
Please eject. Reject.
Yeah, men don't want to be honest. And sometimes honesty also involves, like, if you're going through like a hard time and maybe you can't date or you can't afford to do the things. I also feel like that's also we can talk about that.
Or you could just not date.
That's easier said than done, though.
When I was having money problems, I'm not trying to go on dates, and I'm not even trying to pay for a date, but I just understand that I need to be using my time a little bit wiser, bitch. If you ain't got no money, if you have less than $100 right now, and you got to wait till payday. So you need to be figuring out ways to make more money and figuring other things out instead of being with a nigga, because sometimes it's like, then I end up just wanting to use those niggas for real. And I don't always want to be that person using somebody that's not right.
You know, when you hear those stories about like how people built, you know, something from the ground up and they went through the struggle together and.
Oh, fuck that. I'm not interested. But go ahead. Sorry.
With you when they were down. Like, I know that I have met some men where it's like, they're not there yet, but I could see myself like being with them and helping you get to where you're trying to go.
So
it's not
me. So what would they need to be doing as far as the dating side of that goes as they're chasing their dreams and trying to build something up? What would be acceptable for you when they basically have no money to spend on you? Silence fell over the room. She is like,
I don't know.
You had the boo boo face on. The question was, she was saying how, you know, you hear about these stories about people who started with nothing, like a couple, and, you know, the girl is there while he builds the shit up or however it goes. And so she said that she would be okay with that. And I said, I'm not. But for you, what would be acceptable as far as the dating side of these things go? For somebody who has no money. I said, I think you need to take a time out. You need to tag out and tag somebody else in, or just go sit down. Go focus on whatever it is that's holding you back from dating, whether it's money, whether it's hurt from past situations, whether it's other things going on in your life or in your mental. Like, sometimes you have to take a break. I don't think that people always have to constantly be dating. And so it's okay to take a break. And it is easier said than done. You got to have some self-awareness, I think, to realize, okay, I don't need to be dealing with anybody else, because I got to get me together first.
But here's one thing I will say about times that I have dated broke niggas that matter to me.
Okay.
And let me not say broke. They just weren't what I was used to. It wasn't their season. They were just very regular, very basic. But what I will say that I can appreciate about some of the moments I've had with men that I've dated like that is the time that was spent and the memories that we made were way more important than any amount of money that any man has spent on me.
What about the experiences that were expensive? Was it better than that? Because you talk about the memories. Let's get to it.
Well, I'm talking about like also really getting to know somebody. I feel like sometimes people can hide behind their money.
Men and women
can hide behind their money.
I don't mind a man hiding behind his money. I'd rather you hide behind your money than the fact that you have a wife.
Facts. But sometimes, I'm just saying, sometimes when you deal with just like regular dudes, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's this like level of realness that you
Well, they get. Do have to, I do think that they have to try harder. It's easy for the guys with money to do the whining and dining and give you these amazing experiences that the average person either doesn't know exists or can't afford to do, you know? And when you're sad, they can buy you something to cheer you up. It is different. And when you don't have that, it's like fight or flight. Like, do you know how to have a conversation, sir? Because you can't like trick me into thinking that I'm having a good time by exposing me to something amazing. Mm-hmm. You have to be the amazing thing. And that's hard for people because some people ain't that great.
Some people ain't that great, but I've met some broke niggas that are that great. And I will say, I was like, no.
No to what?
Like, I passed up on them.
Why?
But it was just...
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you saying you could do the whole, we don't have anything. I'm building this shit up.
I'm
but
saying
it's like,
what I'm trying to say by bringing that up is, do you think that's also a reason why so many women are single? Because we are passing up on some good guys and they might not have the guap.
Well, in my experience of meeting the men who didn't have money, and this is just literally specific to me. Those guys didn't try very hard. They kind of tried to make me feel like I was wrong for expecting to go out on a date and not be at your house. I understand that this may be a rough time. I understand that you may not have it like that. And so you can't afford to take me out. But sorry, it's the first date. I'm not coming to your house.
I'm not coming to your house.
Like I feel like there are free things and you just have to be more creative. Broke people always got to be more creative. Look at the niggas in jail. They got to get creative with the stuff that they want to eat.
Speaking of jail, I've had some inmates hitting me up and they are very romantic with their words.
They ain't got time but to come up with words. I hope they are romantic. They better be.
So let me ask you this.
Saying some interesting stuff.
They are. Well, one rapist.
I watched Love After Lockup, so I know the kind of stuff that they say, and it sounds real good.
I'm like, well, the inmates is really good. When do you think it's appropriate for a man to invite you to his house and you're okay with it? There's no, you don't feel offended. You're like, okay, cool, I'm coming. Is it a vibe or is it a amount of dates?
It's a vibe. It's not an amount of dates. It's a vibe. Like, do I feel comfortable with you? Do I feel like, and you never really know, of course, but I just need to feel comfortable. And you need to notice that my body language is showing you that I'm at ease around you. Mm-hmm. If I'm not at ease around you, I don't need to be at your house. Because I've gone to niggas' houses on the first date. Like, well, we went somewhere and then I ended up fucking them the night. So I went over there. But there have been times where I've gone on several dates. There's been guys I've never been to their home because I never really felt comfortable enough to go over there. I don't know how I feel about him. So I don't know. It's just a vibe. That's the most important. Oh, my chin is bleeding. I just need to feel comfortable. What about for you?
I'm the same way. It's a vibe for me. I don't
want to have a good time.
I want to have a good time too. I want to go to your house if it's an entertaining house. Like if you have a house that is, you liked, it's like a, we're going there because.
What you mean?
Like you just are an entertainer. You know how you go to some people, not you have a TV, but like, I mean, you got a TV, you have drinks, you have like, not like I get to your house and we get there and we just sitting there. Like what did you bring me here for? Like, are we going to play a game? Like I'll go to your house, but there still needs to be like a plan. Like I'm not just coming and now we go into the room like we're in high school and you're looking at me like, no, like no.
Take your clothes off.
Yeah, what you about to do? Like, even if you are trying to fuck me, you really better. I'm at a point now where you really gotta come with it. Like,
I love when I go to a man's house and it's ready for me. You know, and ready for me to stay.
Ready, like he's like, I have some snacks. You want some wine? You want some tequila? What would you like? Are you hungry? Mm-hmm. Do you want to order some food or do you want me to cook you up something real quick? I know we just.
Do you
want to
take a bubble bath? I have a lovely bath and there's. Yeah.
Do you want to get in the pool? I also have some bathing suits you could put on.
I've got a toothbrush.
There's a toothbrush and some pajamas.
And my dick is hard. So which one do you want?
And
you
I know? Have condoms. Or we can go raw. It's really what you're comfortable with. You want to watch a movie or you want to play a game? I do like when a man is just like, this is what the fuck is up. I want to follow you. I think that dudes
a leader is what is important. These men don't know how to be a leader. They want us to follow them. But I'm not following a baby bear. Into the wolf's mouth. I'm not. Because you didn't grow up. You don't know how to take charge of a situation.
Please name the episode. Sure. I'm not following a baby bear.
I'm not following a baby bear. Listen, you said something earlier. You were talking about how we don't know what we want to eat sometimes. Okay, when I don't know what to eat, make a decision. And that's fine. I like that. That should be making me hot.
That makes me hot when a man hits you up and he's like, he's not like, where do you want to eat? He's like, hey, I made a reservation for Gypsy Kitchen. It's at 9 o'clock.
I'll be ready then.
I'm there.
It's like, okay, I'm not stressed. I know what I need to put on because I know what the place is. I can figure it all out.
And don't let it be some shit where you also know the menu. And then when the waiter comes, you're like, these are the appetizers. We're going to order a couple of these appetizers just so she could try. She's never been here before. That shit is even hotter. Like, I'm like, ew, I just said hotter.
It depends.
I was on Temptation Island. Ew, I just said hotter.
Why are you saying it like that?
Hotter. Ew, I don't even talk like that.
Stop it.
Okay.
What the fuck is going on in
here? I went back to Temptation Island for a minute. Ew, stop. I'm ghetto. I'm ratchet. I'm a ratchet bitch. Fuck, that nigga fine. Yeah, but that shit is hot.
Okay.
It's amazing also, like, when somebody does that.
Yeah, I just love a man who can take charge. Or even, like we said, how the guys, they give us that flaky shit, right? But I am flaky.
What do you mean? Explain.
So, like...
So, you out here being a whole fuck girl.
No, I'm not being a fuck girl. Because I be telling the niggas, you know, I don't date because I don't feel like it sometimes. I just don't.
And
I'll
tell flaky?
I'm going to tell you what becomes flaky. And then they try. It's like a challenge to them. So then they're like really trying to get me out. They want to take me on dates. I might go on a couple of them bored and I feel like, and I'm already cute. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. We can go. And then like I'll agree that we're going to do something in a couple of days. It's kind of like these blind date men. I'll agree to do something. And then when the time comes, I don't feel like it anymore. Or all of a sudden I'm tired or I done got too drunk and I forgot. I honestly forget sometimes because it's just not at the front of my mind. So then like, this probably only happened like 2 or 3 times. But when a guy will call me out about it and be like, listen, we're doing this on this day. I've made these plans. You have no excuse. If you don't come, that's it. I'm not calling you anymore.
But do you typically get guys that you don't like? I always forget about the ones that I really don't like.
I'm indifferent about it. This is what it is. When I don't really like the plan that is in place, that makes me indifferent. Like, it's like, okay, if I'm just wide awake and I don't have anything going on, I'll go and do whatever. But if it's like some lazy ass shit, like going to the movies, you ain't buy the tickets yet, did you? No? Okay, cool. I'm not going. Or if you're trying to get me to come to your house because we done went on several days. Now you feel like we can just kick it at your house all the time. I don't always want to do that. I don't want to watch football all night. I don't really care about football. I don't even want to look at those boys because it used to be fun when I was young. I used to like when I was young, and I realized the sport is cool, but I really just like looking at the niggas. But now that I realize that they're same age as my little brother, it's just gross to me. I don't want to look at them. I'm trying to look at the coaches, and they don't give them no airtime.
You know what's funny? Me and my best girlfriends that I met on Temptation Island, her name is Colleen. We talked about how sometimes you start dating someone, you go on really good dates, and then all of a sudden it gets to this point where they are just normally it happens when you have sex. You have sex. Now the dates have stopped. And she was like, why does that happen? Like, why do you think that men get to a point where it's like, now I fucked and now it's like, we don't have to go out no more?
Because I think that they feel like dating is a cover charge, basically. They feel like they gotta take you on dates until they can slide into your pussy. Once they slide in, they're acting like all the niggas in Atlanta do when they get to the door and it's like, oh, well, I know such and such. You don't know who I am. I come in here, I spend so much money. Like, they just feel like they're entitled to get the free shit.
Which is crazy to me because, like, if you knew how many men are trying to get at me currently right now in my life. That's not smart to do. That's not smart.
But I also think that they don't care. Like, I don't think that they think that you don't have other men trying to get at you.
I think people think that.
You do?
I think dudes thinking that. I think once they see that you're getting out, you're the chosen one, I'm giving you all my time, I think they're like, okay, I got her. Well,
I'm saying specifically to you because everybody I know who has tried to date you or like tried to hit me up about you. Some of them, I curved them for you so you didn't have to do the mean thing because I knew that there was no chance in hell. And then even like your blind date, they feel like you got options. And not that you're out here dating everybody, but they see that you are a good person and you have these options. They find you attractive. They find you interesting. They like your personality. So they feel like you have options. But this is what I think the thing is. They don't give a fuck about none of that because they feel like it's a bunch of girls like you out here. Mm-hmm. They might not be you, but they're going to be close enough to you.
So then is that another reason why so many women are single? Because the niggas is just like, she got too many options. Let me let her pick another one.
I don't think it's because they have that, because you have too many options. It's another thing is they have so many options, so they don't want to commit. And I can't even all the way blame them, because if you know that you don't truly want to be in a monogamous relationship, don't enter a relationship just for the sake of being in a relationship or just because you found somebody that you like. Mm-hmm. Because if you know that you like this person and you care about them, don't hurt them if you know you can't be faithful and that other person is expecting monogamy. I also think that we still in the South and a lot of people are not that open to open relationships or, different things. And I feel like some people really need to have a long, hard talk in the mirror with themselves and figure out, is that something that I'm really okay with? Because if you know that you too, like myself, kind of fickle, I don't want to deal with you all the time. It doesn't bother me so much when men are with other women. It's the lying aspect of it that bothers me, not the fact that they're with other women. Sometimes I feel like if I could share my man with somebody and only have him 3 or 4 days out of the week, and maybe we share one of those days, we can all get together for Sunday dinner, that might be okay. But the niggas lie too much for me to even introduce that.
Niggas lie too much, as you say. And quite frankly, what I do have to say is, if you're trying to have a relationship like that,
that's expensive.
I was about to say, that nigga gotta be paid. You can't be no broke nigga trying to have an open relationship. It's not gonna work.
You can't.
But when you were just talking about how, like, you know, the whole people having options and being honest and it made me think about one of the blind dates you were gonna set me up on, which didn't happen because of, you know, whatever. But I had been talking to him. You know who I'm talking about. And I had been talking to him. I had been talking to him, and he was another one. He was very honest. He's a good guy. Like, I look at him and I'm like,
I'm just sitting it straight.
Shit. Fuck, I'm on live.
I'm getting hard to lose my bed. Okay, he's cool. Go ahead. Sorry.
I look at him like he's doing his thing and he's doing whatever he wants to do right now. But when he decides to settle down and be like someone's husband, I feel like he's going to be a really great husband and a really great dad. And
I think so too. He told That's what he me, said.
Well, he said to me verbatim, I feel like you deserve so much and I know I'm going to come into your life and I'm about to fuck shit up. He basically said, I'm going to come in and I'm going to stomp all on your heart. And he said, I just simply can't do that to you. And I appreciate that because first of all, that's your friend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like when people start to get involved and someone connected somebody. Now you done broke my heart or I broke yours and now it's weird because y'all are friends and we're friends. And I really respected him that he really was just like, now just ain't really the time for me because he has options. And he wants to dip and dabble in
it. And that's exactly what he does too. He has been terrorizing these Atlanta streets, okay? And
terrorizing.
I mean, he is just breaking hearts. The amount of women
he's a great catch.
Who have come to me and just it's like some of the girls, we ain't even that close, girl. And you done told me how he dicked you down and fucked your mind up. And I'm like, I could see it in his eyes.
And I'm glad he passed up on. I'm glad he was like, I'm not gonna do that to him. Thank you. Because
you know what's funny? About this particular person, when the first like actual conversation I had with him, he tried to say like some slick shit to me. This was years ago. And so everybody else in the room knew me and he thought that I was much younger than I was. And so somebody was like, you know, she's like actually grown, right? Like she's not like a college student. And he was like, oh, he's like, how old are you? And so we were talking or whatever. I told him, he was like, oh, that's why you didn't even respond to the shit I said, no, because you've been trying it. You can try it on those young girls. I'm a little too seasoned. Now I ain't too seasoned not to fall for some okie dokes every now and then, but not that one that you just try to pull. I'm not impressed. And so that's what started the conversation. And that's how we became friends. And it's just funny to me how, you know, he did that then and he's still doing that shit to other people. And these girls come up to me, they talk about how good the sex is, all the pillow talking. I mean, once he's ready, I do think that he will be a good catch. And I do appreciate that he knows that he's not looking for anything serious. Because that was something that I told him when I was trying to get him to do the blonde date. I was like, I don't think she's looking for anything serious. She's not trying to fall in love with you. It's just, you know, just do it.
Yeah.
I really think he didn't do it because he didn't know who was watching. Because apparently I said something about him on a live of my own one day. And somebody told him. And I guess he didn't realize how popping we was. And it got back to him. And what I said was positive. I was trying to hook him up with you. I asked the people if they thought. I just showed the picture. I didn't even say his name. But somebody recognized. Really was. But I was like, do y'all think Medina would like this guy? And it was like a group picture. And they picked him out of the group.
He's so cute.
And he be in the gym. But we digress. Anyway.
Life is just so... I wonder, like, sometimes... Lately, I've been wondering, like, am I going to be one of those married couples or couples where, like, I end up opening up my relationship? I've really been
thinking
about that lately. Like, you think you will?
Yeah. I'm going to get bored. I'm fickle. Sometimes it's... And then I like threesomes. I don't want to open it up to where we just both are having these extramarital relationships or these real full-on relationships. Mm-hmm. But as far as sex goes, we can have sex with someone else. I like it. I think it's fun. I don't think that it's necessarily going to make him leave. I feel like you can leave anytime you want to. If somebody else has something that you'd rather have, then go. I don't want you looking at me every day like, damn, I really don't want to be with this bitch. Leave me, please, because I don't want you feeling that way because it's going to come off like that and neither one of us are going to be happy. I'm going to be thinking I'm happy and your ass is
miserable.
That
is just all I want. I want whoever I just want to be
happy. That's another thing. People are so busy trying to check off boxes that they're not like, in the moment with who they're on a date with and trying to figure out, are we having a good time?
Are we having a good time? Are we putting on?
Do we enjoy each other's company?
Yeah. Or are we laughing? Yeah.
I love somebody who can make me laugh. That's hard to do for a man to make me laugh because I'd be looking at them like, I probably should have stayed home.
Speaking of making people laugh, y'all, I'm going to do a quick little plug real quick. I have a comedy show coming up this Saturday at 9 p.m. It is a co-ed show at FemSpace Atlanta. I'll post a little link so y'all can get y'all's tickets, even though I'm real scared. The tickets is $20 and you get them from ccatlanta.com. That's the website. But yeah, making people laugh. And you know what? We're saying all this and what the man should do to us. I hold myself to that same standard. When I go on a date with somebody, if I'm meeting somebody for the first time and even moving forward, if we get in a relationship, I want to make sure you feel the romance for me. You feel the love for me. You're having fun with me. I'm making you laugh too. Like, I want you to be happy with me too. I want my man to be so happy with me.
Because like I said earlier, I don't think it's just on the men. They just they do it so carelessly and they don't seem to have any remorse. Sometimes we have remorse or we think about it. We're like, oh, we were kind of awkward today. It was probably a bad date because I did this and I fucked this up. They don't be giving a fuck. But anyway, yeah, it is important to like have a good time, like engage in the conversation, be in the moment, not be on your phone. Get to know the other person. I've gotten
really good to the point where, like, if I go out with someone, friend, date, whatever, I've gotten really good at just putting my phone away. Unless I feel it keeps blowing up. I try to
put it in my purse.
Yeah. And really trying to be like, okay, there's no reason to be on Instagram right now. There's no reason to be on any of that. Let's focus on this. What's up?
Yeah, let me engage and see what's going on. But then sometimes I have to catch myself and I have to find a distraction in the room. Because then, like, if I'm not really having that great of a time or I'm having too good of a time, I'm crazy. I'm telling you. This is why I say I'm crazy. Just the things that go on in my head. I don't really do crazy stuff. But I try to find something wrong. That's when I start going.
What? Can you please walk me through that? How do you start
I have this horrible habit of self-sabotaging behavior where I will fuck something up before anybody else gets the chance to. I don't know why I do it. I have been battling
Are you finding something wrong physically? Or how they pronounce a word? Maybe they said salmon instead of salmon?
Anything. If they do that, that'll be quick because I'll hear it quick when you order, right? But it could be something physically wrong that I don't like. But usually like it's got to be
kind of pushed up a little.
Yeah, but usually that doesn't get me as much as like something else. Cause I'm like, okay, a tooth, you can get veneers, you can fix that shit. Right. But like if you 40 and you still saying salmon.
If you still saying
that's
salmon.
That's not gonna change. If you add an S to everything, Kroger's, Sonic's,
Victoria's Secrets.
Yeah. All of those things, that's probably not gonna change. If
I hate when people say salmon, I'm not gonna lie. I won't date you no more. Even if you find it, you say salmon.
First of all, you probably should be ordering chicken anyway.
Do you say salmon?
She does. She told us that. She told us. She said she thinks it's
even
a
after we
thing.
Told you just that it's not salmon.
It's a habit. I understand it's hard to break those habits. I've
heard these people out here say salmon or salmon. Like, what do you think the...
You about to say the ghetto people. I heard it coming through. What do I think they say? I don't know. I think different people... Some people know, some people don't. I think it depends on how country they are.
Some people don't be... Now that I think about it, when we did that whole fuckboy episode and the fuckboy that fuckboyed me, he says salmon. And now I'm like, wow. I was really crying over a nigga
if
that says
if you would have
just...
Yeah. That's a meme.
That's a whole meme.
Or a t-shirt. But yeah, I just try to find something.
Do you
wrong.
Enjoy doing that? I'm trying
I don't
to understand
like
why
it.
Do you do that?
Like, okay, so you already know that I overthink every little thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like it just falls into that. And I don't know. I'm like, why? Sometimes I ask myself, like, I feel like I'm doing this to talk myself out of a good thing. But why? Like, subconsciously, do I not feel like I should get a good thing or what? But I know that the last time that I did it and I'm still kicking myself in the ass about it, I just felt like at that point I shouldn't have been dating because of how I was feeling inside. Mm-hmm. I should have not been dating. And then I stopped after that. But I'm like, damn, I fucked that up. I should have just let him keep persisting.
Do you think they notice that you're doing that? Mm-hmm. Like that you're like finding something wrong with him?
I never thought about it. I know that when I recap a date to a friend, they notice it. And they're like, here you go with this shit again. Here you go. You're doing it. And I'm like, oh, am I? Well, I can't help it. I don't know how to fix it. I don't know.
I can't remember what you said to me one time about some dude. And I remember I was like, Kiki. I can't remember. It was something about, I think you said it was the tone of his voice. And I was like,
oh,
what?
Okay, but no. So no.
You, like, you said all these great things about him. You're like, but the tone in his voice. I
know
like,
exactly who you're talking about. Medina, it was like nails on a chalkboard to me, though. Like, it was bad. It was very, like, if he took a giant balloon, breathed in all the helium, and started talking to me, that's what it sounded like. I can't deal with it. I'm sorry. No. Do you want to talk to a little squeaky mouse?
I don't know. I would have to hear you because don't. I also feel like you're trying. This is,
I'm not exaggerating.
Over exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating.
But I, if it is like a I have a thing with hands. I will even sometimes ask a dude like the fine ass the Italian hands? Man that I met, and I'm gonna meet him for real in New York. I'm big on hands, and I will sometimes ask someone to show me their hands. I don't like when men have small hands. And if your hands are, you could be fine. You could be really in shape and big and tall. And if I look down at your hands and they look like the Burger King hands, remember that Burger King commercial where the son was holding the hamburger?
No.
You remember that commercial? He had the little hands. Girl. I'm going to show y'all. Okay. I'm going to put it in the group chat. And he had the little hands, and the burger was such a big whopper, and his little hands were so little. It was like, my hands. And it's like, I don't like when a man has really small hands. It just... You having small hands, even though I know you can't help it, and God created you, and you are perfect with your little hands for God. But I look at it like, I got ass. I have ass. I like you. I like to touch on the face when I'm kissing. Like, I also, if you ever have to defend me, I need to make sure them little hands can got you. I need to know you got hands. Like, so if you got little hands, I'm talking little. Like, you see how my fist is right now? Like, I've gone on dates and they have little hands. And I'm like,
I don't want your hand to be the same size as mine or close to it.
I want.
Because when I hold your hand, I'm just going to feel like I'm about to start sunning your ass. And then that's going to make me emasculate you. And it's this thing that happens. That's why I try not to deal with the shorties.
I can deal with a small dick. I can't deal with small hands. I really can't do it.
Yeah, I'd rather a small dick than small hands. Please leave a comment. And let us know, do you prefer small dick or would you rather small dick or small hands? I'd rather a small dick.
Yeah.
Because then your tongue game is probably fire.
Probably fire. And like them little hands are like, when somebody got little hands and they're grabbing your big old booty, I got a big old booty. Like,
I don't want to fight you every time you piss me off. Come on. I can take your ass. Yeah, these little ass hands. We have the same hands.
We got the same hands. Like,
so
I'm
what's up?
You. Like, you can't even grab all this ass. What's up?
Mm. What a shame. Really went off on a tangent. But yeah, I mean, I think that there, to sum it up, I think that there's a ton of reasons why the men and the women are as single in Atlanta. But I do wish.
But the thing that, is, the men ain't single. The women are.
Well, the men aren't single, but they have multiple girlfriends, so they should be single. They have a girlfriend, they might have a wife, and then they got all these other people. So. You still carrying yourself like a single person. You're not being like a one-woman man, and these people don't know. You're not being upfront with everybody. Somebody might know, but everybody doesn't. I do wish, though, that people would learn for themselves what they really want, what's okay for them, and then just learn how to tell the other people that you're dealing with what the real deal is. If you want to be married, you should be able to speak up and say that, you know, I'm dating and I'm dating because I'm looking for someone to marry. And that's my mission. If you're not trying to do that, then put yourself in the friend zone.
And ladies, don't feel, and not just ladies, ladies and men, but really I'm talking to ladies because that's what I care about right now. But like, ladies, don't feel like insecure or crazy for saying that. If that's what you want, because I feel like I used to be like that. I feel like sometimes saying what you want, you feel like, oh, I don't want to scare him off. But if you do scare him off, that's, he ain't it. He ain't it. And say what you want. Even if you want your rent paid. Say that too.
Close mouths don't get fed. Drea told me to get a Christmas tree and not put any presents in it. So when men come over, you can be like, I don't have any. When they ask why you ain't got no presents on your tree, well, I'm waiting on you. I said, bitch, I'm about to get a Christmas tree. I was on Amazon today. I'm getting a Christmas tree. I'll probably decorate it this weekend.
I'm about to get a tree too. They have these cute little trees at Kroger, and they're really small and cute for my little studio. I think I'm going to get a little one and put it, like, prop it up on something and put a little fake snow under. I think I'm going to do that.
I want a big, well, not big, big. Just
y'all got space. I don't got no space.
Yeah. I want a tree with some real ornaments, and I'm just going to. I want it to look sad underneath. I want the tree to look full. I done bought all these chocolate chips, pecans, Heath toffee bits, and all these.
You want to make some cookies?
I'm going to make cookies and brownies, all sorts of desserts. I'll be sharing them, so I'll bring you guys some packages. But I'm going to be making all these desserts. I want, when you come into my home, I want it to smell like Christmas. I want it to look really great and feel warm and cozy, like you like it, you like me. And then you look at my sad-ass tree.
You're like, where are the presents? Like, well.
Nobody gives me any presents, but I love Christmas. And then I might drop a tear and turn. Would you like a glass of wine? And my mama left some beer in my refrigerator, cookies? So I got beer for men. I'm ready for the men to come over. I'm inviting them.
Where the men at?
I don't know. Okay, well, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
I mean, I can go on all day, but we gotta get on an indecisive diet.
Whether you or your partners are on the naughty or nice list, Adam and Eve has something for you. I've certainly had my eyes on the Womanizer Duo, and just for our listeners, you can select just about any item and get it for 50% off. No man, no problem. Buy the best parts of one at adamandeve.com. Your new toy won't lie, doesn't cheat or talk back, and will always get you to the O. Can you say the same thing for your ex? I kid. But seriously, head over to adamandeve.com. Just get something for yourself or your partner or both. There's something for everyone. Just go to adamandeve.com and use code COCKTAILS for 50% off. Plus, you'll get 10 tantalizing gifts, 6 free spicy movies, and free shipping. That's COCKTAILS at adamandeve.com. At Native, we create simple, effective products that people use in the bathroom every day. We create products with trusted ingredients and trusted performance. Not convinced? Check out the 8,000 five-star reviews from our customers. Native deodorant is formulated without aluminum, parabens, and talc. It's filled with ingredients that are actually found in nature, such as coconut oil, which is an antimicrobial, shea butter, which is a moisturizer and emollient, and tapioca starch, which will absorb the wetness. There's no animal testings and free shipping and returns. I've been using Native, and y'all know I've said it a million times. I've been very skeptical about these deodorants that don't have some of the chemicals that I'm used to from using the not so safe brands of deodorant. But I haven't had a stench to my body, which is something that people are concerned about. I don't feel the wetness under my arms. It feels great, and I feel so much better knowing that I'm not putting these toxic chemicals on my body and letting it seep inside of my skin every single day. Native can hang with your workout. It can hang with your busy mom life, your 16-hour day. I've tested it out on some of the hottest, roughest days of summer. I've tested it out just on my long days. Tuesdays are my longest days because I go to the office, I run my errands, I meet with clients, I go to the studio, record the podcast. That is my long day, and oftentimes I don't even get to go home. And by the end of the day, I'm not even musty. There's something to be said about Native. And less is more with Native. They have fewer, simpler ingredients, so you know everything that's in the deodorant. Aluminum can be linked to some serious health ramifications. Although Native is priced at a slight premium when compared to conventional deodorants, it's also safe and effective, and you don't want to put a price on your health. There's no risk to try Native. They offer free returns and exchanges in the U.S. You can subscribe today and save 17%. That's going to save you $2 per stick, and you'll have Native conveniently delivered to your door every 1, 2, 3, or 4 months. It's totally up to you. I like the lavender and vanilla scent. That's the one that I've been using for a while. A couple of my friends have tried that one too. I think it's a favorite amongst us, but they have so many different scents. They even have seasonal scents. So check those out. It was just a great experience for me. And I also love all of the subscription things. I hate going to the store. I hate having to go out and get things. It's so much easier. When I think about it, I can just log on to a website and set up my profile, put in my preferences, and just know that those are little things that I don't have to worry about picking up, because it's always the small things, right? So for all of our listeners, to get 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code COCKTAILS during checkout. Again, for 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code COCKTAILS, COCKTALES, during checkout.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
All right, Diane. So what cute little restaurant date idea do you have for us this week, girl?
Hey, ladies, it's me, Indecisive Diane. And listen, there's this place in the Shops of Buckhead. It's a Vietnamese French restaurant. I know, it sounds crazy. Vietnamese French, it doesn't even go together.
Okay, Diane, don't get racist.
It's called Le Colonial. Here's the address, 3035 Peachtree Road, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. They open at 11. They close at 10. You can go here. They have a bar in the back. The men are to die for. If you want to go with your girls, maybe get picked up by some rich, handsome men. They have suits on, you know, the navy blue suits, no socks, you know.
Yeah, girl, we know what you're talking about. I love that look.
All of those types of men are there. But then if you don't want to go to the bar, they have a dining room area that's perfect for the perfect date. You ladies are gonna love it here. The food's delicious. It's a little pricey, so make sure your man's has money. Or you, if you're that type of woman.
All right, Diane. Thanks, girl. No problem, ladies. Goodbye. It really is good.
I want to try it. I've not tried it before.
Yeah, it was tasty. And I do like the vibe. I love going to a place that just has a good vibe and everybody looks good. Everybody just looks good and like they got money.
Mm-hmm. I love being around beautiful people.
And everybody talks to each other. I love going to places where people, like, if you do happen to just like go with, like, by yourself or with your girlfriends, everybody talks to each other. I love that. I love places like that.
I like that too. All right. On that note, now it's time to move on to advice. If you guys want to ask us for some advice, you can email us, askcocktails@gmail.com. So, I see you have one printed out.
I do. This was one that I had printed. Sometimes I print them and like forget that I printed it. I printed it off a couple weeks ago and just never got a chance to read it. So, this one is, the subject line is my fake Temptation Island story. It says, "Dear Cocktails, I need help. First off, I want to say I am a big fan of the podcast. And Medina, I am only watching Temptation Island only for you. I'm only cheering for only you. You only." Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, to my situation. I would like to remain anonymous only because we both listen to the show and I will leave my... And I will leave my IG for you guys. People love leaving their Instagram. Mm-hmm. I think I'm starting to fall for my coworker.
Ooh.
This is bad.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
But keep going.
My coworker and I have been working together for 3 years in the government, and we have built a relationship.
Oh,
like,
the government.
Somebody gonna
die. About to be like Judge Gentry.
You about to be like Judge Gentry.
But go ahead.
And we have built a relationship like no other. She often calls me her work husband. See, that's why I don't fuck with
is
the work husband, work wife. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Work, because she calls him her work husband.
I know, but you know, sometimes girls be calling themselves a man.
Really?
Yeah, like the studs and shit.
I don't know. I think it's a man. Because even by the name, that could go either way.
What's the Instagram? Oh. All the damn underscores. I will. Go ahead. Sorry.
So, she often calls me her work husband, and we are very flirtatious at work. We are both in a relationship, but we both are not happy in our relationships. But I don't know if I'm not happy or just falling for lust. She makes it her business to spend hours in my office space and complain about how unhappy she is. She tells me often how she wishes it was me she was in a relationship with. She will text me sexual things. Often she will cook for me, write little notes on my computer, and go out her way. But I have not followed through with the temptation, only because out of respect of work. But the other day she had a skirt on with no underwear and she purposely made it be known. Clearly she wanted to fuck. She is very attractive, but what if that bitch just don't wear drawers?
Right. That's what I was thinking. Because I don't be wearing drawers sometimes.
I don't be wearing them either. She is very attractive, but I don't know if it's worth the risk of risking it all and throwing away what I have. P.S. My fake Temptation Island story, love. My fake Temptation Island story. Love you, beautiful females. Hope it makes it to the podcast. I personally feel
was
like...
Was that a cocktail? What was the question?
Oh, yeah.
He just wanted to tell us his coworker wasn't wearing panties and he was fucking with her.
He sent it to...
People don't be listening.
I don't know. People don't be listening. Don't do it. That's what we gonna say. Don't do it. It's work and you need your job. Don't do it. Okay. Don't do it.
Hi, y'all. Thanks for the great live show in Dallas. It was so nice. Mallory, I cannot talk right now. I'm in the studio, girl. Okay, so for advice, basically...
Somebody said, he lying. Mm-hmm. I love when y'all know, because I be knowing when niggas is lying, too. He lying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We've been together for years, and prior to me listening to Cocktails, he was the main aggressor/initiator of everything during sex. I was more reserved in the beginning, but now I've finally let go of my inhibitions, which he's so glad about. Last time we had sex, I tried to put my finger in his butt. While I was giving him head. Okay. He was shocked, but let me try until he squirmed and told me that I hurt him. Ooh, ouch. I was wondering if it was my nails. They're not super long, but I do a square shape. Mm-hmm. But I think it was just the angle I was at. I didn't press it, and we just continued with sex, which was great regardless. I was going to try to eat his ass, but I literally just couldn't bring myself to doing it. The drinks from earlier that night were definitely wearing off at that point. So my question is, what are some tips on how to properly do this without making it uncomfortable for him? Angles, positions, etc. I feel like since men are so much larger than us, it was hard to find his booty hole to begin with. The emojis you sent. Any advice is much appreciated. Thanks for helping level up my sex life. I'm so much more confident now. Well,
just so I can understand, she wants to know how to eat his booty or how to put her finger in his booty.
Both. I think it's both. She just wants to know how to get back there comfortably. She tried the finger and he let her, but it hurt him, so he told her to stop. And so she knows that she doesn't know what she was doing. And she wanted to try to eat his ass, but she even tried to do that because she'd already fucked up with the finger.
I'm just like, I mean, literally all you do you is have put to your be face slow. Down there.
You have to move slow when it comes to the finger.
I've never lick done it. The finger thing.
Okay. Well, I'll speak on the finger. You can do the ass. Lick it. Get it nice and lubed up. You want it wet. You don't even have to lick it. You can stick it in your pussy and use those juices, you know? Oh, well, but I think sexy. The visual of you licking your mouth, maybe you could lick your finger, spit on suck it a little. And put it in, let it pop out, you know, when you make that noise, and then put it in your pussy, play with it a little bit. He'll get excited about that and get relaxed. And then suck his dick. Stroke the dick while you suck it. Move the hands down to the balls. Cup those balls. Massage those balls. Suck those balls. Okay. Let the spit drip down. Let this follow the spit down to the asshole and slide it in there. Now when you do it, I have nails. You got to kind of rub it.
Rub with the outskirts of his booty.
Mm-hmm. Okay. With the ball of your finger, not the tips. That's what people be fucking up with. When you got nails, you can't be going in with the tip. I'd fuck you up too if you did that. Yeah. You got to do the tip. And then it's going to get looser. It's wet. Mm-hmm. And then you can just, you bring it out and put it in. Then you do have to go nail first because that's too wide. And if it's too wide, I mean, I don't know. Maybe y'all need to have another conversation if his booty hole is already wide. You know what I mean? Okay. Unless he has IBS. But anyway, you just slide it in there and don't do the whole thing. Don't be trying to stick your whole finger up there. Like, it's a booty hole. He probably ain't had nothing go in and it might be some surprises up there. And do you really want that under your nails? And you're going to go to the nail shop where the rest of us are going. Like, be considerate to your sister girls out here, okay? But yeah, just be slow. Like, just try to make the whole thing an experience. Don't just focus on getting your finger in that ass. You got to think of all of it. Give him some visual to help him relax.
You got
to
get sloppy, his booty hole nasty. Wet. Yeah. Booty
be confident. You can't be looking timid because if you timid, he timid. Have you ever been at the doctor's office and you saw a nurse who was scared to put the needle in?
And then I'm like, I don't even care about noodles.
Yeah. Bitch, you shaking, I'm shaking, bitch. And you supposed to be, are you a real nurse?
You're not about to keep sticking me and not know what you're doing. That is true. When you're going to eat some booty, you even if you don't know what you're doing, you got to dive in that thing and just figure it out.
I'm about to dive in.
Whoa! Okay.
Shout out to Trey.
Shout out to Trey. I eat that nigga on booty, y'all.
I would, too. Amongst other things, I'd eat it all. Socks and drawers. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, and then to eat his ass, I told you. When you take, so when you massage the balls and you spit and you get that spit and it falls down, you can start sucking his balls and then slide back there and get in there. Don't be shy. If he's not running away from you once your tongue makes it past the gooch, just go ahead and you literally got to dive in and you've got to be confident about it. Because if you look timid and scared, he's going to start feeling self-conscious. You just got to go in there confident. Like, Nick, I'm about to eat this ass and you're about to like this shit.
Yeah, you got to do it.
And I don't care if you don't tell anybody. I'm about to go back to Atlanta and tell everybody on the podcast that she liked that shit. You know, that's the attitude you gotta have.
That is. You gotta be real confident with you diving in booty.
I'm about to try and eat a booty soon again. I haven't done it in a long time. I'm gonna try it on somebody new just to see it, you know. Set my challenge, nigga. I'm gonna be gentle.
Should we do another advice or should we just go to cocktails?
It's whatever. I don't have a personal cocktail.
I got a personal cocktail because all this booty talk just made me think of something that happened a while ago and I can't believe I never told it. Yes, I can. I can believe it. So I'm gonna tell an OG cocktail. It's cocktail time, y'all.
And send yours to cocktails@atl@gmail.com. We have two emails. We're trying to keep the stuff separate. So please remember, only cocktails and other business inquiries go to cocktails.atl@gmail.com.
I'm going to turn the live off because I feel like I haven't told a OG cocktail in a minute. So y'all got to listen to the episode to hear it. So, okay. Talking all this booty talk. I met this guy. Me and all my girlfriends went out one night and she had some friends come in. And it was like a group of guys that came in. They're all very ratchet, but they're fun as fuck. And so they're little rappers. I connect with like someone in the group and we all go out. We have a really fun night. Don't get home till like 6 a.m. It's so much fun. The guy is like, look, I don't want you to go home. He's like, I want you to come stay at my hotel with me. He doesn't live here. He's like, I want you to come to my hotel. And I'm like, where are you staying? Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm at the West End in Buckhead. I was like, oh, okay, that's totally fine because I literally live across the street. So I was like, cool. So, I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, so
the job I've got.
So I go to his hotel. It's crack a booty morning. We're tired as shit. He is missing that tooth right here. You know that tooth that a lot of people nowadays are missing? Why is everybody missing that tooth? I don't know, but
too much candy.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
That tooth was gone. Every time he laughed, all I could see was like that missing tooth. But he was a cool person. He was not he wasn't fine. I feel like I do a good job of getting fine, but he wasn't fine. He was just cool. Uh-huh. So I go to his hotel with him and, you know, you could tell he's not used to like PDA and someone like showing him attention. Have you ever been with somebody and you could tell they're not used to that?
I'm not the one that's initiating PDA, so
I can tell he just wasn't used to that. So he was so glad he was receiving it. But all I could think about was that tooth. Your breath smells a certain way when you're missing that tooth.
Yeah.
So anyways, we go up to the room and we get in. I already knew I wasn't fucking him. And it was simply because of that tooth missing. But I was like, we can lay here and go to sleep. I'll leave in the morning, whatever. And I told him, I was like, hey, look, I don't want you to have like expectations of sex. I'm not fucking you. He's like, all right, cool. Well, he wasn't like, all right, cool. But he was like, okay, but what else can you say? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not fucking you. Yeah. So we get in the bed and I'm like, but I'll roll around and like do some foreplay with you. Like, that's fun.
He said I'll roll around.
I liked stuff like that. So we roll around, do some foreplay. And he's like, well, I really want to like, I want to jack off, but I want you to watch. I was like, I can totally do that. That's fine. So he starts jacking off. He's like talking to himself and everything. And I'm just like sitting there looking at him, making him feel comfortable. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable. Jack your dick on your own.
So while he's jacking his dick, what are you doing?
I was literally leaned up like this. I was laying on the bed and I was just looking at him like this. And then he goes, well, like, will you help? And I was like, yo. What is that? Are those presents for us?
Those are light bulbs.
I love how you just walk up in here like we not recorded.
We're about to be done.
Oh, we're almost done.
Like in 9 minutes.
Thanks, Candy. You look very good in yellow.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah. So he's like, will you just spit on my dick a little bit for me? And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. I'm really not gonna say no to much. I already said what I wasn't gonna do, but I can spit on your dick. So I'm like leaning on the bed and I'm just like literally just like
hawking
loogies. Yeah, hawking little loogies, like making it sexy though. Like I spit on his dick. My lips don't touch it though, because I just couldn't get over the missing tooth. And so spit on his dick a little bit and he's like, can I tell you something? And I know that he was only behaving like this because when I met him through my friend, she told her friend, they know I do a sex podcast. He telling everybody, Medina got a sex talk show. It's like porn. No, it's not.
I hate when niggas say that shit because it sets a totally different expectation. This is not porn. We just telling about our own personal experiences. It's not porn.
And when you do that, it like sets up this tone for like now niggas is like trying to approach me like you just about to get a whole superhead blowjob and fuck me. When that really that's not the case. It's going to be very hard. So anyways, I was like, okay, cool. So I'm like spitting on his dick. Whatever. He's like, I gotta tell you something. I really want to tell you something. And I feel like it also makes men comfortable to tell us certain things when they know that we do this. Like, if you have a fantasy and it
maybe... Yeah, they feel comfortable.
Very comfortable.
Too comfortable.
So I'm like, tell me. He's like, but I want to whisper it in your ear because, you know, you live in Atlanta.
Who else is in the room? Nigga, but okay. Why are you whispering? Speak up, nigga. I can't hear.
He's like, so I want to just whisper. I was like, okay, cool. Tell me. And I don't want to make him feel... Will you pour me some? Mm-hmm. I don't want to make him feel bad. Since we've done this, I really have, like, I'm very cognizant of making sure I don't make you feel weird about whatever it is that you like. Even if I'm not going to do it. Most likely, I am going to fucking do it. But even if I think it's disgusting as shit, I don't want you to be ashamed. So he's like, I really want you to, he stopped. And I was like, just tell me. You really don't have to, don't be scared. Like, what's up? I really want you to put your fingers in my booty hole. And I was like...
Bye, Sunny.
Bye, Sunny.
I like this two-piece set. Nice.
Thank you. No, I'm good at rocking Dicky. Keyword, cut. Dick.
He said, I really want you to put your fingers in my booty hole. And like, I can't.
What he wanted you to do when you put the fingers in there?
I was trying so hard not to laugh because I don't want to make anyone feel shit. But it was just funny that he was like, I want you to put your fingers in my booty hole and roll them around. And I was like, I'm not going to do that tonight, but maybe one day I'll do that for you. He was like, that's really just like a fantasy. I really want like fingers in my booty hole, but I don't want you to think anything of me because I know you live in Atlanta. And I was like,
people be thinking that that makes him gay.
If you said that's it in Chicago, it if you said it in LA, I'm still trying not to laugh, my nigga. Like, it's not because it's like a gay thing. It's just funny. Like, that you just like, I don't know what made it funny.
I can't believe he whispered it. I think that's what would have made it
maybe funny. That's what made it funny, like,
because y'all are in a hotel room, nobody is there, but he's still whispering it. Like I told you, when the nigga asked me to eat his ass the first time I ate ass, he whispered it to me and I was like, speak up, I can't hear you.
Like, just say what you need to say. I was literally, when he was talking, I was trying so hard. I was like, don't laugh. I hold my teeth in. Like, please don't laugh. But no, I didn't put my fingers in his booty hole, but it was, he requested it. I told him, like, you know, maybe we get there. You're going to have to pay a bill for me to put my fingers in your booty hole. But that's my cocktail.
That's funny. That, I don't know why it reminded me, but I just thought of something that happened this weekend. That's a flashback of something that happened years ago. I don't know that I've told this story. If I did, oh well, sorry, bitches. I be drinking. Okay, so here's my cocktail. So years ago, the guy that came over to my house this weekend, we were dating. It was a long distance thing. He lived in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I lived in D.C. So he came to visit. This is shortly after I started drinking. And so I was drinking a fucking lot. Like, I was getting fucked up, right? So he stays with me for like probably 3 or 4 days. And one night we have a little kickback at the apartment. So I lived with, it was me, Nia, Grace, and then one other girl. I don't remember who lived in that other room. That doesn't matter because whoever it is, I ain't friends with them anymore. So anyway, so we're all in the living room hanging out. Thomas is there. And so this guy, we'll just call him Benz. So Benz is like, you could just tell because Thomas is gay and it's really funny to see him interact with the men that we date. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, he can be kind of like flamboyant at times, kind of effeminate. And so when he's around the straight men, he tries to like be really reserved. And it's just so funny because we know after a minute it's going to bust out. Because if you know Thomas, if you've actually been around him, then you know how he is. So his voice gets deeper.
Oh, like he's like trying to like kind of like, just yeah, like, I'm a man too.
Mm-hmm. And so some song came on and Vince was like, yeah, that Baltimore club music came on and he couldn't take it no more. That hand threw up. So it's funny. So anyway, this night is just wild. So like Thomas is dancing. He's laughing at me. He's like, I don't really care. Like, I'm not uncomfortable. So I guess I got horny, right? But then some people say that a drunk mind speaks a sober heart. Mm-hmm. Not mine. I've been making up shit. I told y'all that. Sometimes I tell the truth. Sometimes I'm just flat out lying. And I don't know where the fucking story came from. I don't know if it came from the TV show I fell asleep watching or what the fuck. Anyway, so I get him to come to my room. And I was acting like I wanted to have sex with him, right? I don't know if I did or didn't. But I was definitely the aggressor in the situation. And he was scared. And this is when he realized I didn't have all my marbles. So I'm like attacking him. Not like fighting, punching or anything. But I'm like, I want to have sex right now. And then I guess I changed my mind. But before I changed my mind, I'm like kissing him. I'm sucking his dick. We're fucking and stuff. And he was like, let me close the door. Like, your door is open. My ass screams, let them watch. Why would I do that? Drunk. So, and this, yeah, drunk. So during this time, Nia, thought that she was Spike Lee. And she used to always have her camcorder. So this is the story
she's
of my first.
She's Britney.
Yeah, this is the story of my first sex tape. So Nia has the camera on night vision. She comes around the corner. She records us having sex. And Thomas had like poked his head in to see what was going on. When he poked his head in to see what was going on, Ben's is like, what the fuck is going on in here? So then that just stopped everything. So then I was like, oh my God, you guys, he tried to fuck me and I'm on my period. And I started screaming about how he tried to fuck me. I was like, look at my sheets. I have white sheets. There's blood on my sheets. Really, my period had just started. And I just think it's funny because nowadays I'm ready to fuck on my period.
And this was all on camera.
This is all on camera. And Nia reminded me this weekend, we'll be friends forever. And bitch, don't get too famous. Because if you do, this is the tape that will leak. So we'll all know the real story of what really happened if there's ever a fallout if she ever decides to.
I'm going to go ahead and tell the story.
I'm going to tell the story first. We got to get ahead of the story. But yeah, they recorded me attacking this man and having sex and lying about being on my period and getting period blood on my sheet. There was no blood. It was just, I think I did start my period, but who really knows what happened because it's all just what I think because I was drunk and I don't know shit. But man, we had a good time and we're still friends to this day. Imagine that.
It's amazing. That just kind of made me horny. I really hope when I go to New York on Thursday that everything works out with my Italian stallion.
Orgasm?
I still have some. I'm going to save them for New York. Even though I don't think I'm going to fuck him.
I would take one a day.
Oh, leading up?
Mm-hmm. And then take a bunch before.
But I don't think I'm gonna actually have sex with them. But I also like the way they make me flirty. They make me flirty too.
Me too, because I'd be horny.
Yeah,
it gets me hot. My neck feels all
loose. My god, one thing I do know is I know Anna, I'm gonna kiss him. I wish that. I could post him. He's so goddamn fine. I got to show you my
this
whole
couple
Italian
keeps
style.
Texting me. Lord, they gonna have me all confused. I just got a text. It's a party at the W that night. We got a room. They sent me a picture. The girl is sucking dick upside down. They sent me these text messages. What is this one? I didn't see this
one. We just
one.
Totally stopped talking. Okay.
Well, she was changing the camera. I'm looking at the text messages.
I'm looking at my phone.
What is this? This is the kind of shit that be coming to my phone from that couple. So they sent me a link to this tweet. Can
That's
we try this?
Sexy.
Well, I sent you something from the other day.
You sent me something?
That they sent me? Or maybe I... Maybe. It was a weekend, I think.
I don't think you sent me nothing.
I did, because you were like that. Because you
said
it was
sexy. I need
some
help.
Oh, with a married couple?
I need some... I don't know what to do. Like, is they supposed to court me?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you got to think about it. You're the prize. You're the unicorn.
Okay.
You're the thing that people look for a lot. You know, that's why it's a unicorn, because it's rare. Use that to your advantage. Let me turn this off. I'm getting hot. My pussy is throbbing. All right. So, neither one of us read a cocktail this week. They might not have been that interesting, but here we go. We're getting back to it.
We're getting back to it, y'all. We got cocktails on deck. We're going to have more OG cocktails next week, the week after, next month, all day, every day next year.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Woo, Chile. Okay. So anyway, if you guys want to share your cocktail, email it to cocktails@atl@gmail.com. If you want to send an advice, ask cocktails@gmail.com.
And remember, you guys, I have a comedy show coming up this Saturday. October. Is this Saturday, October
14th?
December 14th at 9 p.m. It is a co-ed show.
I'm traveling.
Last time I did this with Cece from Mixed Signals at her venue, FemSpace, she only opened it up to women. There's a 7 o'clock show where it's only women. Women comics, women audience only can come at 7. At 9 p.m., it's a co-ed show, so men and women can come. So come get your tickets at her website, ccatl.com. And then also, when this episode drops Thursday, that is the last and final episode of Temptation Island until the reunion. Make sure you guys watch if you love what you see or if you hate what you see. I love the haters. Make sure you tweet me, post me on Instagram, post. And yeah, follow me on Instagram at Coffee Bean Dean.
And on Sunday, December 22nd, we will be hosting a brunch at Traffic. That's on Crescent Avenue, 1100 Crescent Avenue. So if you guys want to come kick it for the Naughty Santa,
we about to be lit.
They got naked bitches in there and shit and brunch. It's an Atlanta brunch. Uh-huh. So you already know how it is. It's too much extra. We don't have it yet. But we'll post a flyer whenever we get it. And it's brunch time. Just come smoke some hookah, come have some drinks, come eat some good food. I heard the food is really good. I haven't been before. I'll probably check it out this weekend, but it's supposed to be a really good time. Everybody who's been says they have a good time, and I know we will, and we're gonna be there. So
turn up. What's up?
But that's it. Okay, so make sure you also follow us at Cocktails Podcast. Follow me at Kiki Said So.
And follow me at Coffee Bean Dean.
And until next week, you guys, goodbye.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.
Population.
Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.
Population.
Goodbye. Bye. Bye.